Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, news.
This is Radio Energy. I'm Luca Kenyon with the top stories today. Donald Trump wants to raise the amount America spends on defence by a record £43 billion. The president says he's committed to giving the armed forces the tools they need. He insists he won't increase the country's debt, but would pay for it by cutting foreign aid and other federal budgets.
We really have to. We have no choice. And a lot of people think it's a tremendous amount of money. It could be actually $30 million, $30 billion more than that. We're going to upgrade our military very substantially. Remember this, I also am going to get involved in negotiating.
Nigel Farage says UKIP would be better off with no MPs than having one who contradicts the leadership. He wants their only Member of Parliament, Douglas Carswell, to be kicked out of UKIP. Mr. Farage denies that this is because the Clacton MP helped block him from the chance of getting a knighthood. A man who stabbed his ex-girlfriend and her new partner to death outside the Matalan shop where they worked has been jailed for at least 23 years. Andrew Saunders killed Zoe Morgan and Lee Simmons in central Cardiff last year in what the judge called a sustained and brutal attack. During his trial, the court heard he'd searched online for ways to kill people. Some families say they plan to sue travel firm TUI after a coroner ruled 30 Britons were unlawfully killed while on holiday in Tunisia. A gunman opened fire during a terror attack in 2015. A judge said he couldn't rule on whether neglect was a factor, but lawyers still believe there was a there were security failings. Speaking outside the inquest in central London, TUI's boss Nick Longman apologised to the victims' relatives.
We are so very sorry for the pain and loss those affected have suffered. Over these last few weeks, we've heard very personal and very moving accounts of what happened during and after the terrorist attack.
Two women will be charged with the murder of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Malaysia's Attorney General says the pair will be formally charged and could face the death penalty if convicted. Kim Jong-nan was apparently poisoned with a deadly toxin at Kuala Lumpur Airport. The pair, from Vietnam and Indonesia, have said they thought they were taking part in a TV prank. The UK's previous Chancellor, George Osborne, has warned about losing access to free trade within the EU.
Withdrawing from the single market will be the biggest single act of protectionism in the history of the United Kingdom, and no amount of trade deals with New Zealand are going to replace the trade that we do at the moment with our big European neighbours.
Footballer Adam Johnson will have to wait to find out if he can challenge his conviction and sentence for engaging in sexual activity with a besotted 15-year-old fan. There's been legal argument at the Court of Appeal today, but judges will announce their decision on a date to be set. The 29-year-old was sentenced to 6 years in March following a trial at Bradford Crown Court. The UK's leading child protection officer says paedophiles who view indecent images should not be jailed, unless they pose a physical threat to children. Simon Bailey says officers need to concentrate their resources on those who pose a significant risk. Gabrielle Shaw is from the National Association for People Abused in Childhood.
To some victims and survivors, this may be seen as, yet again, the authorities walking away or failing them, and also perhaps the message to would-be offenders, almost a green light to go ahead and download and view these images because, oh, the police haven't got the resources to catch me.
Uber claims almost a third of private hire drivers in London would lose their licences if they had to take planned English tests. The taxi app is fighting Transport for London in the High Court over its plans for the exams. TfL says the city's 110,000 private hire workers should have to prove their ability to communicate in English. A ruling might take several weeks. Accountancy firm PwC has admitted a series of mistakes that led to the wrong film being named Best Picture at the Oscars. In a new statement, the company's apologised for failing the Academy. It says a partner mistakenly gave the presenters the wrong envelope and then failed to correct that blunder quickly enough.
This is Radio Napier.